This is Nick.
And this is Jack.
And today's pod is the sleepiest one yet.
Because today's pod is our first ever stock market snooze pod.
Yetis, you're about to lose 1 hour of sleep because of daylight savings.
So besties, we're going to drift you off to bed with the snoriest business story we could find.
Jack and I are about to read
word by word,
line by line,
and number by number,
the entire corporate annual report of one surprise company.
That's right. We're about to read the first ever shareholder letter by Amazon.com.
Today's podcast is the entire report written by CEO Jeff Bezos 27 years ago.
You could drink some warm milk.
Or you could pop a melatonin.
Or you could listen to us read all 2,341 words of Amazon's first corporate report.
We're making business news for your beauty rest.
We're turning Wall Street into Wall Sleep.
So close your eyes and open your ears.
Close your spreadsheets. Open your bed sheets.
Let's travel back to Seattle in 1997.
Online bookstore run by a young Jeff who just IPO'd.
Yetis, today's pod is the best one yet.
Because today's pod is the sleepiest one yet.
This is the first ever stock market snooze pod.
Let's hit our one story.
Yetis, before we slip into our snooze pod, a quick word from our sponsors.
And then we'll get right back to our bedtime voices. Canva.
Yetis, in sports as in business, if you look good, you feel good, and you'll play good.
That's why we love Canva. It's simply the best online graphic design software we've ever used.
Neither one of us are designers, and yet both of us have created beautiful designs for our business using Canva.
We designed our merch on Canva.
We designed our social posts on Canva.
We designed the signs for our T-Boy Live show on Canva.
True story. Oh, and Canva isn't just for startups or entrepreneurs either, because 90% of Fortune 500 companies now use Canva.
But it definitely is for startups like us, the T-Boy Podcast Media Company.
Our creative director literally said she cannot live without Canva.
And we believe her. It'll make your business look good, which will make you feel good, and you'll perform better.
So Yeti, start designing today at canva.com. Canva, designed for work.
This episode is sponsored by Audible, the home of storytelling.
Protect her.
That's from the opening chapter of The Last Thing He Told Me.
Or is it protect her?
It's protect her.
Yeah, it's like that.
It's a thrilling mystery my wife and I listened to on Audible.
It actually got adapted into a TV show, but it was way more riveting as an audiobook, wasn't it, man?
It's about a tech executive who disappears when his company gets indicted on accounting fraud.
But he disappeared to protect her. And honestly, we shouldn't say anymore. Let's stop there.
Listen to the whole audiobook on Audible while driving in the car on road trips.
And you should too. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog.
New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500.
That's audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500. Amazon.com 1997 shareholder letter. To our shareholders, Amazon.com passed many milestones in 1997. By year end, we had served more than 1.5 million customers, yielding 838% revenue growth to $147.8 million, and extended our market leadership despite aggressive competitive entry. But this is day one for the internet, and if we execute well, for Amazon.com. Today, online commerce saves customers money and precious time. Tomorrow, through personalization, online commerce will accelerate the very process of discovery. Amazon.com uses the internet to create real value for its customers, and by doing so, hopes to create an enduring franchise, even in the established and large markets. We have a window of opportunity as larger players marshal the resources to pursue the online opportunity and as customers, new to purchasing online, are receptive to forming new relationships. The competitive landscape has continued to evolve at a fast pace. Many large players have moved online with credible offerings and have devoted substantial energy and resources to building awareness, traffic, and sales. Our goal is to move quickly to solidify and extend our current position while we begin to pursue the online commerce opportunities in other areas. We see substantial opportunity in the large markets we are targeting. This strategy is not without risk. It requires serious investment and crisp execution against established franchise leaders.
It's all about the long term. We believe that a fundamental measure of our success will be the shareholder value we create over the long term. This value will be a direct result of our ability to extend and solidify our current market leadership position. The stronger our market leadership, the more powerful our economic model. Market leadership can translate directly to higher revenue, higher profitability, greater capital velocity, and correspondingly, stronger returns on invested capital. Our decisions have consistently reflected this focus. We first measure ourselves in terms of the metrics most indicative of our market leadership. Customer and revenue growth, the degree to which our customers continue to purchase from us on a repeat basis, and the strength of our brand. We have invested and will continue to invest aggressively to expand and leverage our customer base, our brand, and our infrastructure as we move to establish an enduring franchise. Because of our emphasis on the long term, we may make decisions and weigh trade-offs differently than some companies. Accordingly, we want to share with you our fundamental management and decision-making approach so that you, our shareholders, may confirm that it is consistent with your investment philosophy.
We will continue to focus relentlessly on our customers. We will continue to make investment decisions in light of long-term market leadership considerations rather than short-term profitability considerations or short-term Wall Street reactions. We will continue to measure our programs and the effectiveness of our investments analytically to jettison to those that do not provide acceptable returns and to step up our investment in those that work best. We will continue to learn from both our successes and our failures. We will make bold rather than timid investment decisions where we see a sufficient probability of gaining market leadership advantages. Some of these investments will pay off, others will not, and we will have learned another valuable lesson in either case. When forced to choose between optimizing the appearance of our GAAP accounting and maximizing the present value of future cash flows, we'll take the cash flows. We will share our strategic thought processes with you when we make bold choices to the extent competitive pressures allow, so that you may evaluate for yourselves whether we are making rational, long-term leadership investments. We will work hard to spend wisely and maintain our lean culture. We understand the importance of continually reinforcing a cost-conscious culture, particularly in a business incurring net losses. We will balance our focus on growth with emphasis on long-term profitability and capital management. At this stage, we choose to prioritize growth because we believe that scale is central to achieving the potential of our business model. We will continue to focus on hiring and retaining versatile and talented employees and continue to weigh their compensation to stock options rather than cash. We know our success will be largely affected by our ability to attract and retain a motivated employee base, each of whom must think like, and therefore must actually be, an owner.
We aren't so bold as to claim that the above is the right investment philosophy, but it's ours, and we would be remiss if we weren't clear in the approach we have taken and will continue to take. With this foundation, we would like to turn to a review of our business focus, our progress in 1997, and our outlook for the future. Obsess over customers. From the beginning, our focus has been on offering our customers compelling value. We realized that the web was, and still is, the worldwide wait. Therefore, we set out to offer customers something they simply could not get any other way, and began serving them with books. We brought them much more selection than was possible in a physical store. Our store would now occupy 6 football fields, and we presented it in a useful, easy to search, and easy to browse format in a store that's open 365 days a year, 24 hours a day. We maintained a dogged focus on improving the shopping experience, and in 1997, substantially enhanced our store. We now offer customers gift certificates, one-click SM shopping, and vastly more reviews, content, browsing options, and recommendation features. We dramatically lowered prices, further increasing customer value. Word of mouth remains the most important customer acquisition tool we have, and we are grateful for the trust our customers have placed in us. Repeat purchases and word of mouth have combined to make Amazon.com the market leader in online bookselling.
By many measures, Amazon.com came a long way in 1997. Sales grew from $15.7 million in 1996 to $147.8 million in 1997, an 838% increase. Cumulative customer accounts grew from 180,000 to 1,510,000. A 738% increase. The percentage of orders from repeat customers grew from over 46% in the fourth quarter of 1996 to over 58% in the same period in 1997. In terms of audience reach, per media metrics, our website went from a rank of 90th to within the top 20. We established long-term relationships with many important strategic partners, including America Online, Yahoo, Excite, Netscape, GeoCities, AltaVista, At Home, and Prodigy. During 1997, we worked hard to expand our business infrastructure to support these greatly increased traffic, sales, and service levels. Amazon.com's employee base grew from 158 to 614. And we significantly strengthened our management team. Distribution center capacity grew from 50,000 to 285,000 square feet, including a 70% expansion of our Seattle facilities and the launch of our second distribution center in Delaware in November. Inventories rose to over 200,000 titles at year end, enabling us to improve availability for our customers. Our cash and investment balances at year-end were $125 million, thanks to our initial public offering in May 1997, and our $75 million loan, affording us substantial strategic flexibility.
Our employees. The past year's success is the product of a talented, smart, and hardworking group, and I take great pride in being part of this team. Setting the bar high in our approach to hiring has been, and will continue to be, the single most important element of Amazon.com's success. It's not easy to work here. When I interview people, I tell them, you can work long, hard, or smart, but at Amazon.com, you can't choose 2 out of the 3. But we are working to build something important. Something that matters to our customers, something that we can tell all of our grandchildren about. Such things aren't meant to be easy. We are incredibly fortunate to have this group of dedicated employees whose sacrifices and passion build Amazon.com. Goals for 1998. We are still in the early stages of learning how to bring new value to our customers through internet commerce and merchandising. Our goal remains to continue to solidify and extend our brand and our customer base. This requires sustained investment in systems and infrastructure to support outstanding customer convenience, selection, and service while we grow. We are planning to add music to our product offering, and over time, we believe that other products may be prudent investments. We also believe there are significant opportunities to better serve our customers overseas, such as reducing delivery times and better tailoring the customer experience. To be certain, a big part of the challenge for us will lie not in finding new ways to expand our business, but in prioritizing our investments. We now know vastly more about online commerce than when Amazon.com was founded, but we still have so much to learn. Though we are optimistic, we must remain vigilant and maintain a sense of urgency. The challenges and hurdles we face to make our long-term vision for Amazon.com a reality are several. Aggressive, capable, well-funded competition. Considerable growth challenges and execution risk. The risk of product and geographic expansion. And the need for large, continuing investments to meet an expanding market opportunity. However, as we've long said, online bookselling and online commerce in general should prove to be a very large market. And it's likely that a number of companies will see significant benefit. We feel good about what we've done and even more excited about what we want to do. 1997 was indeed an incredible year. We at Amazon.com are grateful to our customers for their business and trust, to each other for our hard work, and to our shareholders for their support and encouragement. Sincerely, Jeffrey P. Bezos, Founder and Chief Executive Officer, Amazon.com, Inc. Yetis, we hope you're in REM by now, because we have another word from our sponsors.
And then Jack and I will get back to our bedtime voices.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Yetis, how good is the feeling of finally getting something off your chest?
You've been wanting to say it. You've been waiting to say it.
But you bottled it up.
In Waspy, Vermont, where I grew up, we didn't talk much about our problems. We were encouraged to keep them to yourself.
Yetis, bottling up your feelings is just horrible for you, because eventually it blows up with an outburst, and then while it's stewing, it makes your whole stomach feel terrible.
We encourage you to get it off your chest. And the perfect place to do that is therapy.
You will not believe how good it feels to say something that has been left unsaid, and you can practice with a therapist and then end up telling your loved ones the best way possible later on.
You don't have to tell them, but you could. It's 100% up to you. Oh, and by the way, what you tell your therapist remains completely confidential.
So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/T-Boy today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/T-Boy. Airbnb.
It's wedding season.
Yes, it is. What's going on, baby?
Alex and I just got invited to a beautiful venue for the wedding of a childhood buddy of mine.
Lovely. Can't wait to hear about
it. We got babysitters. We're all set to go.
And the first thing that you did, Jack?
Book a hotel for the wedding.
Okay. Second thing that you did?
List my place as available that weekend on Airbnb.
Millions of people host on Airbnb, but millions more have never even thought about hosting.
Here's the thing. We've said it's great to make money while you sleep. Actually, Warren Buffett said that.
Well, when you're an Airbnb host, you make money while you sleep and while someone else sleeps.
That's why anytime I'm traveling, I immediately jump into Airbnb and set my house as available. It's that easy.
So Yetis, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Item one, business. This annual report on Form 10-K and the documents incorporated herein by reference contain forward-looking statements based on expectations, estimates, and projections as of the date of this filing. Actual results may differ materially from those expressed in forward-looking statements. See Item 7 of Part 2, Management's Discussion and Analysis of Financial Condition and Results of Operations. Forward-looking statements.
Amazon.com Inc., a Fortune 500 company, opened its virtual doors on the World Wide Web in July 1995 and today offers Earth's fakest selection. We seek to be Earth's most customer-centric company, where customers can find and discover anything they might want to buy online and to endeavor to offer customers the lowest possible prices.
Business strategy. Our business strategy is to relentlessly focus on customer experience by offering our customers low prices, convenience, and a wide selection of merchandise to provide e-commerce solutions and services to other businesses and to offer web services applications to developers.
Price. We endeavor to offer our customers the lowest prices possible through low everyday product pricing and free shipping offers. We also strive to improve our operating efficiencies so that we can pass along the associated savings to our customers in the form of lower prices. We enable third-party sellers to offer products on our sites in many instances alongside our product selection and set their own retail prices.
Convenience. Our software engineers, computer scientists, and management team focus on continuous innovation to provide further convenience for our customers. We work to earn repeat purchases by providing easy-to-use functionality, fast and reliable fulfillment, timely customer service, feature-rich content, and a trusted transaction environment. Key features of our websites include editorial and customer reviews, manufacturer product information, gift guides, web pages tailored to individual preferences, such as recommendations and notifications, one-click technology, secure payment systems, image uploads, digital content, searching on our websites as well as the internet, browsing, and the ability to view selected interior pages and citations, and search for the entire contents of many of the books we offer with our Look Inside the Book and Search Inside the Book features. Our community of online customers also creates feature-rich content, including product reviews, online recommendation lists, wish lists, buying guides, and wedding and baby registries.
We endeavor to fulfill customer orders quickly and to provide intuitive self-service features that assist our customers when they have questions. We communicate our fulfillment promise in several ways, such as presenting up-to-date inventory availability information, delivery date estimates, and options for expedited delivery, as well as delivery shipment notifications. Additionally, customers can use the Your Account website features to track order and shipment status, review estimated delivery dates, cancel unshipped items, change delivery instructions and payment options, combine orders, edit gift options, and return items.
We fulfill customer orders in a number of ways, including through our U.S. and international fulfillment centers and warehouses, through fulfillment centers operated under co-sourcing arrangements, including our fulfillment center supporting www.amazon.co.jp, through outsourced fulfillment providers, including our fulfillment providers supporting www.amazon.ca, and through other third-party fulfillment and arrangements. We operate customer service centers globally, which are supplemented by several co-sourcing customer service arrangements with third parties. See Item 2 of Part 1, Properties, for additional information about fulfillment centers and customer service locations.
Selection. To provide the widest possible selection for our customers worldwide, we have designed our websites to enable millions of unique products to be sold by us and by third parties across dozens of product categories, such as
apparel, shoes, and accessories,
baby care products,
beauty,
books,
camera and photography,
cell phone and service,
computers and computer add-ons,
consumer electronics,
DVDs, including rentals and videos,
gourmet food,
health and personal care,
home, garden, and outdoor living products,
jewelry and watches,
kitchenware and housewares,
magazine subscriptions,
music and musical instruments,
office products,
software,
sports and outdoors,
tools and hardware,
toys and video games, and so on and so on and so on, etc., etc., etc. That is the end of today's snooze pod. The 1997 Amazon.com annual shareholder letter and 10K report. We hope it was the sleepiest one yet.
Good night, Yetis. Good night, besties. Good night, shareholders everywhere.
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.